Okay, good morning, everyone. Welcome to today's pre-market trade plan live session for now, Monday, the 24th of February. I hope you're all keeping well. You had a good weekend. The whole idea of the session, as you know, is for us to be as prepared as we can for today's trading opportunities. So apologies, firstly, we are starting this a little bit later than we expected this morning, so running a little bit late, so apologies for that, but let's get into it. We cover everything relatively swiftly, and we do have a bit of a trade plan to leave you with very, very shortly. So just as a quick introduction then, please take a brief moment to analyze yourself, as always, with our risk warning currently up on screen. Now, as a quick introduction, whatever your trading strategy is, whatever your approach is, and it's something that all profitable traders have in common, is determining which markets to trade. You obviously want to be looking at the right markets at the right times, so there's a way in which you can do that. Where do we then enter and exit these markets? How do we manage risk? Trade management is important as well. We had a good winner in crude oil. We had a bit of a mad end to the trading week last week in the equity markets predominantly, so we'll discuss that now in just a second. Trading psychology as well, all very important features, a bit of fear and anxiety Friday evening. Now, we address these considerations every day in our live trade rooms, as you know, and we're strong advocates of being consistent in our approach, accurate with the levels we use, disciplined with our capital, and of course, be patient as well. So let's start then with a review of Forex Factory. And really just want to touch briefly on Friday's news, which caused a bit of a significant ripple, more so in equity markets, not so much movement out of the dollar, not so much movement out of the out of bond yields as well. So if we just go back a few days, now we've had the situation over the last couple of weeks is that the markets, when we got our CPI and PPI numbers, they came in stronger than expected. So what that really implies is inflation seems to be ticking uncomfortably higher, let's put it like that. And on Friday, we had a series of manufacturing and services, PMIs, and it's only when we get down here that things start to shift. So one interesting aspect is the economic indicator when it comes to services PMI numbers coming in way below expectations. So expecting a good strong services growth in the US, and actually it's coming below the 50 level, which is showing weakness. So you've got that weakness, and then you build in weakness in existing home sales as well. That's taking a bit of a dip. No surprise with a lot of these interest rates up at significant levels. The consumer sentiment number coming in significantly weaker. But it's the inflation expectations numbers, which was expected previously at 4.3. We saw that same number again. And what that means is a bit of a significant shift in inflation expectations. Now, okay, this is a relatively minor inflation number. And we've got this week now, we've got core PCE, which is a very important indicator for the Fed. But this combination of kind of negative news and a bit of fear and anxiety, it basically caused, and I don't want to frighten anyone, but there's also talk as well about some sort of, they've identified a new sort of COVID strain, or I don't think there's any talk about it taking any effect or anything like that, or sustained illnesses or anything like that, but there seems to be a new COVID virus coming out of China, or talk of it. So hopefully we get some update on that over the course of the next day or two, see if there's any further updates there. Now, it caused this pretty aggressive selling for the last 6 hours of Friday's trading day. And we keep getting these little suggestions that we're gonna rally. just the day before last Thursday, we had quite a sharp rally, which reversed very, very aggressively. And we did pretty much nothing for the majority of the day on Friday before these numbers started to drop. And then we start some excessive selling on the close of that market. So again, not necessarily replicated across the board. In fact, with this nervousness, we've actually seen bond yields come down a little bit. We were up at 450. We were up at 425 on the 2-year, 450 on the 10-year. And you can see that it's looking a little bit weaker as things currently stand. Sorry about that there, guys. We just got cut off briefly. Apologies. So look, we were just going through the impact on bond yields, and it's had no impact whatsoever. And if we're in a bit of a strong risk-off market dynamic, you would expect bond yields to rally quite aggressively. And we're seeing the opposite. So again, unfortunately, these market dynamics continue to feed in to this... to this mixed market condition. And it's really because we're not seeing a coherent move in the equities and across, if it's a risk off trade in the equities, we expect the dollar to rally aggressively, we expect bond yields to rally, to push higher. And we're not seeing that kind of expected market shift, which means it's kind of almost a standalone. Okay, it did drag oil prices lower. In fact, that's one of the opportunities we're able to take profit with, and now we look to get in again at these slightly lower prices. So we're going to be looking to see if we get some continuation today. This is a strong sideways moving bit of price action, but below $70, we've been talking about it now for quite a while, we'd be looking to sell this trade. So on Friday, during that particular period, This is what's happening overnight as a result of the German election. The outcome is a bit positive for the euro, getting a strong pullback. Maybe we can start buying at lower prices now. But yeah, this is a bit of weakness in the dollar, nothing at all like the S&P 500. So really, our bias is a little bit more on weakness on the dollar side. And now we have a positive outcome in... with the German election as well. We've got the Conservative Party basically in power now in Germany, with the expectation to unify Europe, take more of a leadership role in perhaps the situation with Ukraine, build partnerships with other European nations, and look to inject a bit of capital into the economy, which it's certainly willing to do. So current pullback in the euro dollar, it's the 105.34, which is the important level for us. We're speaking about at what pinch point are we looking for the dollar to really make that proper shift from being really quite strong to now shifting to a point of weakness. And that level for the euro dollar is today's high, is pretty much the 105.34. So that's why we're getting a little bit of a pullback off those highs. And that's the really, really important level for some of these markets. Now, we are above that level in others, and we're not so much in some markets where, like, for example, the pound dollar, we're above that level. So that level is probably a monthly high. 125.70, we're now above that level, which is significant. Potential further upside as well. We're below that initial level as far as the dollar yen is concerned, but the major level is, I just have to just take note of the actual level itself. So it's just marginally below the 148.64. This is a significant game changer potentially for the dollar yen. Technical level to keep an eye out for. And we're flirting with breaking that level now as the dollar Swiss. So we're all close to that tipping point for the dollar weakness trade. Again, we've been talking about it now for a good few weeks, so we shouldn't be too ill-prepared. Dollar CAD, we've seen some dollar CAD, and the level for the dollar CAD is the 142.58, and we're currently below it. What you have to be mindful of is the date of the potential tariffs with the US are due to kick in on the 2nd of March. I think that's right, 2nd of March. I did have the dates written down. Pretty sure it's the 2nd of March. Okay, and then we've got the aluminium and steel tariffs coming in mid-March with the reciprocal tariffs balancing the books with other nations due to kick in on the 2nd of April. It was the 1st of April, if you remember, when it first came out, and that's April Fool's Day, so I guess they made someone realised the importance of the date and clearly shifted it to the 2nd of April. So, yeah, that's just you can see comedy in these things as well. So this dollar has broken that important level in some markets, not so much in others. The level in here is the monthly high, the 163.27. We're now above that level, and the New Zealand dollar is kind of slowly breaking above it as well, just above that 157.25. So we're on the verge of a bit of a significant shift for the dollar. We're just not fully there yet, so bear that in mind. Just regarding the yen, our bias is still very much to the downside. Now, you can see the strong support down at these lower levels. So we might need to make some progress lower before we can probably add to those trades. So we can have a bit of a pause for now for the yen, although our bias is still very much to the downside. So below $70 is where we'd be looking to start selling crude oil again. We'd be quite happy to get in below $70 on a structural failure trade to the downside. We're able to sell these highs on Friday, or was it Thursday? And we're able to take profit as we closed out the evening, just down at these lower levels. So a decent trade there. Gold, very close to all-time highs. You can see we're in a bit of a sideways moving pattern. If we look at it on the daily time frame, we're up at really significant highs. Just linear, it's pretty much in a straight line. And then that brings us back to the equities. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens to these equity markets today. What we would instinctively be looking for is continuation. So will we get continuation to the downside? Friday's sell-off ran into the 50 daily period moving average. We've gapped a little bit higher, we've rallied a little bit higher, and you can see what happened when we started to sell off over the last few months. Any little bit of short-term selling, you know, we get some aggressive buying coming into it. And even over the last three or four weekends where we'd gap lower, we'd sell off during the Friday session aggressively. Again, a late day move across most of these markets, which is a very interesting dynamic in its own right. And then we gap higher and then we basically rally. And that happened for a few weekends in a row, sell-off. We often see some gap, and then we see the retracement trade, selling off again, indecision rally, except this time we rallied to all-time highs, and we've been gapping lower and rallying higher again up until Friday evening. So this has the potential to be a bit of a game-changer, but the momentum is still very much to the upside, so we still need to see a little bit more as far as that's concerned. But hopefully you can see the potential that if these markets do start to roll over to the downside, then we've got a very, very strong powerful potential move to try and take advantage of. There'd be an interesting sell trade in the Nikkei below the 38,000 level, worth keeping an eye out for, and a bit of a strong bounce in the DAX. So after Friday's really significant weakness, are we really, really weak? Well, the answer is unfortunately, we don't really know, because we haven't seen that weakness across the board. So worth keeping an eye out for these markets. And I think if we start seeing all these industry markets making new lows, then it's a sure sign that actually the risk-off trade is still in play and worth looking at. We're just getting a really, really strong bounce as things currently stand. Okay, so with all this in mind then, we've got a still, unfortunately, a mixed market condition in the backdrop. And if we had a bearish signal, we'd be a lot more aggressive, perhaps. So we've been talking for most of last week, unfortunately, that we've kind of got risk on and risk off market dynamics. We've got risk off and bond yields now. Sorry, we've got a little bit of risk on in bond yields. Bond yields coming down. We're getting a bit of a rally in the dollar. So it's actually, we've got risk on and risk off, but in the opposite way around, perhaps what we had on Friday, where we had strength in the indices and a bit of weakness in the dollar, a bit of strength in the dollar, with bond yields really staying out of the equations for now. So so I think what we're looking for is kind of more of a defined risk-off potential. So continuing dollar weakness, yeah, that's pretty much where we're at. Selling the DAX, yeah, the German election was the biggest problem with the DAX. So we've actually got a positive outcome. Potential US So we were always kind of looking for the US indices to weaken, and we got that really, really aggressively bearish move Friday evening, and obviously we've been waiting for these types of moves for most of last week. So we are still in that US indices weakness camp. Potential US indices weakness. Yeah. So we were able to sell on Friday the crude oil below 72.18. Now we're looking below the $70 level. And gold strength. Yeah, I mean, it's a bullish market and likely to continue to be bullish. We want to keep all options open as market narratives are proving indecisive and potentially contradictory. Yeah, that hasn't really changed. Was there anything else? Gold and oil. We take a little bit of a... We take a step back from the yen for now, although our bias is for further yen strength. And yeah, let's look to go with this, perhaps. Right. Okay, so look, posting that into the chat box, guys. Apologies for the slight delays this morning. So we're looking for continuing dollar weakness. For example, the euro dollar could be a decent trade, especially if we get above that 105.40. It's not just one trade. It's probably a series of trades for the coming, you know, days and weeks. So that US weakness in the indices, if they continue to roll back over to the downside, there's some good trades there. Crude oil below $70. And gold, it's quite difficult to trade because we're not really getting a proper pullback to get into it. But it's worth just leaving it there for now. But keeping options open will be quite useful as market narratives are unfortunately quite indecisive and are proving really to be quite contradictory as well. So some things have changed. The broad view really hasn't. And I suppose the reason for the risk off trade on Friday is a little bit of the higher inflation dynamics, along with mild recessionary fears with worsening economic data. It's really the only thing you can really lean to, but we'll see if that corrects itself today or not. So unfortunately, we've just got to keep options open again and trade what we see and just stay on, just be mindful of the mixed nature of this market. And if you trade, no problem taking the trade, keep the risk small, and we'll just wait for slightly better opportunities to come away. Okay, so listen, on that note, thanks very much for joining us. We look forward to seeing you next time. For everyone here at Live Trade Room, we'll be switching rooms for the European mentorship session now. So if you can join us for that, fantastic. And we'll see you there just in less than a minute. Right, thanks everyone. My pleasure as always. Take care. Bye for now.